from the ball away.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to make a play. You know, they dropped into coverage, and every time I was trying to, you know, guy open, they swipe, and they kept swiping. And then, yeah, at the last second when I was thinking about throwing the ball away, the guy grabbed my leg and sort of spun me. And at that time, it was hard to really throw it away. And, you know, it was a bad decision by me. Definitely should have thrown it away in that situation. But, you know, that was tough. But I felt like we kept fighting throughout the game. I was proud of the team. I was proud of all the guys in that locker room. They continued to fight. We continue to fight back on all sides of the ball. And, you know, that's what this team is about, is we're going to fight to the end. It didn't turn out our way today. The States played a great game, and they, you know, ended up obviously finishing it out. And at the end of the day, I'm very proud of my team. I'm very proud of their fight. In a football game, things are not always going to go the right way. We're going to make mistakes, but I thought the guys really did a great job of continuing to work through it. We continue to make adjustments. I made mistakes. You know, people are going to make mistakes. But I know that, you know, my teammates, me, we're going to keep fighting. We're going to look at the pictures. We're going to talk about it on the sidelines. And we're going to correct them. We're going to get better because of it. And that's why I love this team. Is there was never a point in the game where the guys, you know, put their heads down or anything. Everybody was in it the whole time. We were going to fight throughout the entire game. And we're going to make adjustments. And we're going to play like we have all year. We're going to play for each other. And, you know, we're going to play till that whistle blew. And it didn't turn out our way today, but I am very proud of my teammates for the way they fought and for what they did.
Doing on the sideline after you guys took the lead, what were you doing on the sideline? Were you watching the Saints' possession? Were you going over photos? What were you doing?
We always go over photos. You want to make adjustments, and there's still time on the clock. So when there's still time on the clock, you always have to be ready to go. And at the end, they happen to get good field position, so I began to throw. Just you always want to make sure you're warm. We stop them. I'm gonna be throwing. I'm gonna be throwing on the side to keep my arm warm, because you want to play till the whistle is blown and there's nothing on the clock.
Nick, why do you think it took so long for you guys to get that rhythm that you usually get early?
You know, we just weren't executing. I was missing some throws. You know, the Saints defense was doing a great job. We just weren't executing as an offense. But that's where it goes to. Making adjustments, you know, there's not just because it didn't work, you know, one series or didn't work two or, you know, sometimes three or four. We kept working. We kept making adjustments. We have great coaches here that do a great job. We have players that can recognize what's going on the field. And that's where communication on the sidelines, you know, that's what I'm, you know, we have great communication on the sidelines to where we were making adjustments. And then we knew that, hey, we got to keep running this offense. It's going to start clicking. We're going to start making big plays. We have too many playmakers to not make big plays. We have a great offensive line. And we know the defense is going to give us the ball back. I have all the faith in the world in our defense. And, you know, that's the mindset of our team. We're going to keep getting better. And, you know, we're going to keep building. You know, this doesn't feel good. We wanted to keep playing. But, you know, it is what it is, and I'm proud of my teammates. I'm proud of the crowd today. They were great. They did an awesome job. They were loud. I know that it was hard for Drew to hear. And, you know, I'm proud of, you know, the city of Philadelphia for this season. You know, they were around us the whole year. And it's tough to lose. It hurts, man. I'm hurting inside right now in my heart. But I'm going to keep my head held high because I love my teammates. I love this city. And I'm going to keep fighting for this city. I'm going to keep playing. This team's going to keep playing. I know that this season's over, but we're going to keep working. We're going to keep growing as a team. And I love playing here. I love this city. I love this team. I love this organization because I know the heart of it. The heart of it is the heart of Philadelphia. It's like Coach Kelly said, we fight, and we're going to keep fighting.
Characteristically, you made a lot of smart decisions all year long, but a couple of sacks you took, the intentional grounding. Do you think you're going to go back and look at the film and kind of kick yourself just some of the decisions you made tonight?
You know, it's tough. It's like I said, you're going to make a mistake. You're going to make a mistake in life. Nobody goes through a day, and it's a great day all the time. And I'm going to make a mistake. I made mistakes tonight, but I'm going to keep playing. I'm going to keep fighting. And I think that it's tough. You know, you don't want to do that, but you got to keep playing to the next play. You can't let a mistake like that, taking a sack or intentional grounding, defeat you on the next one. My guys are depending on me to go out there and make plays. And they're going to look to me in those situations. And while I look at the film, yeah, it's going to be like, man, I should have done that. But, you know, I'm not going to hold on to that. I'm not going to regret it. I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm not going to let that play defeat me and make me a worse player. I'm going to use that play. Hey, I made a mistake there, but I'm going to learn from it. Hey, next time, I'm not going to do that. Now, there might be some time again where I do have an intentional grounding or do take a sack, but I'm going to keep playing through it. And that's what the guys can count on for me is I'm going to keep playing. They know I'm going to keep fighting for them because I'm playing for my teammates that are next to me and, you know, and they're playing for me. So when I know that, you know, you can't help but just move forward and on to the next play.
See on the go-ahead touchdown pass to Zach?
I was just a little naked out to the right, and they brought a zero blitz, so they added an extra guy on, and Zach did a great job of reading it, and he got out quick, and, you know, they took D-Jack in the flat, and then Zach just sort of popped right there, so I just sort of put my foot in the ground and just flicked it to him, and he did a great job. He had a great rookie year, and he's going to be a tremendous player for this team in the future.
When you look at this season, you know, no one expected you to be here. We look at this game today, can you look, I guess, forward to the future and say, hey, look, we have a pretty good football. This is a good foundation to start, you know, to start something big here.
We have a great team. We have a great team because we have great people here. We have great people that are going to work hard and they're going to play for each other. We have a great coaching staff because they believe in us and, you know, they make us, you know, they want to make us better people and better football players. We have great personnel all around the NovaCare facility that, you know, they're great people. It's a great place to go work. That's why I know that this team is going to continue to improve. We're going to continue to work hard. Now, that doesn't guarantee wins, but that puts us in a position to be successful. So I know the heart of this team. And it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt for a long time. But I know that everybody's going to keep their head held high, as the city of Philadelphia will. And we will continue to work. We will continue to fight. And we will continue to get better because we have great people here.
Were you sick this week? And did that affect you at all?
I mean, people get colds all the time. I mean, yeah. I mean, I got a little sore throat. You know, I know I'm sure there's people in the stands right now that were out there cheering us on that have a cold. But, you know, when I'm out there playing, I'm 100%.
How helpless was it at the very end? When you knew you were out of timeouts and you weren't getting the ball back?
Hey, that's when you just got to have faith on the defense. And, they did a great job all night. They gave us opportunities we didn't capitalize on. And we win as a team, we lose as a team. It's tough. It's tough to sit there. But, you know, in those situations, you just got to, you know, have faith. And it didn't turn out our way tonight. But, you know, looking back on it and, you know, I have time to reflect on the season. It's tough right now. There's a lot of emotions. I'm holding together. But, you know, I just look at my teammates, and I'm proud of each and every one of them. They fought as hard as they could. The coaching staff did everything to put us in a great position. They coached as hard as they could today, and it didn't work out for us, but, you know, we're going to keep our heads held high, and we're going to keep working hard to be a great team. We got to continue to work hard.
Did you watch the field goal, the winning field goal?
I did.
You did?
I did watch it.
Oh, you did.
Shady coming.